This is Christopher Glenn with the CBS World News Roundup.
If we are attacked, we will defend ourselves. If we see an Iranian plane approaching our territory or trying to attack one of the tankers loading from our ports or leaving our ports, we will defend them.
Saudi Arabian oil minister Sheikh Yamani stating his nation's intentions should attacks on its oil tankers in the Persian Gulf, the consequence of the war between Iran and Iraq, continue.
This is Alan Pizzi in Bahrain. The Arab Gulf states appear to be on the verge of finalizing a common defense plan to protect their oil interests from being ravaged by the Iran-Iraq conflict. Among the protective measures being considered are new inshore shipping lanes for tankers in the northern Gulf. The Gulf states, led by Saudi Arabia, are reluctant at this stage to accept American offers of aid because they are contingent upon providing bases for supplies and use of Gulf airfields. The moderate Gulf governments apparently fear that a U.S. military presence would provoke Muslim militants both in Iran and at home. Iraq has warned it will keep up airstrikes against shipping in what it considers the war zone, and Iran has vowed to retaliate, going so far as to threaten to hit two ships for every one struck by the Iraqis. Meanwhile, the war has begun to have a visible effect on the Gulf states' economy. Figures just released by the Central Bank of the United Arab Emirates show falling oil revenues caused the Emirates' economy to shrink by almost 14% last year. Alan Pizzi, CBS News, Bahrain.
A half dozen Arab nations are preparing for a United Nations Security Council debate on the shipping attacks due to begin Thursday. Here's correspondent Richard C. Hotellet.
The six nations want the council to condemn Iranian attacks on shipping in the Persian Gulf as aggression, but they are not coming to ask for military intervention. Abdullah Bishara of Kuwait, Secretary General of the Gulf Cooperation Council, told CBS News that the six nations can take care of themselves. To ask for military assistance from outside, he said, would be the kiss of death. One thing the council might do, he went on, would be to urge the end of all help to Iran, which now buys arms, ammunition, and military equipment from a number of countries in the West and in the communist camp. The Security Council is expected to meet Thursday when the foreign ministers of Kuwait and Qatar reach New York. Richard C. Hotel at CBS News, United Nations.
José Napoleón Duarte, still some days away from being sworn in as El Salvador's new president, continues his Washington search for more military aid for his nation. Congress has been insisting such aid be tied to progress on human rights. John Faruja has more.
After meeting with the president and key members of the Reagan administration, Salvadoran President-elect José Napoleón Duarte pleads his case today on Capitol Hill. Duarte has been talking about the problems of his country to nearly anyone in Washington who will listen. He hopes that Congress will get his message that without more U.S. military and economic assistance, democracy in El Salvador is dead. Duarte's immediate goal is $62 million in aid now pending before Congress, but that's only the beginning. He will lobby both House and Senate leaders for approval of President Reagan's five-year, multi-billion-dollar package for all of Central America. Duarte will argue that without it, a leftist takeover in the region is likely. Administration officials agree that to gain congressional support, Duarte has to sell himself. If he can convince Congress to believe in him, said one senior Reagan aide, everything else will follow. John Faruja, CBS News, The White House.
It was turnabout for the Soviets as they expelled a diplomat at the British Embassy in Moscow, ordering him to leave the country by Sunday. Ambassador Ian Sutherland was given the word yesterday that the first secretary gets the boot. The Soviet move follows British expulsion of a Soviet diplomat in London last week, according to a British government announcement made today. Six Western and non-aligned nations are meeting in New Delhi, India, appealing to the U.S. and the Soviet Union for a halt in the production of nuclear weapons. India's Prime Minister Indira Gandhi.
One cannot say whether people will heed this, but I do know that people in the United States, as well as the people in the Soviet Union and the other countries, do want peace.
The appeal was signed by India, Mexico, Argentina, Tanzania, Sweden, and Greece. It calls for negotiations leading to complete nuclear disarmament. Many economists felt the consumer price index would rise when the Labor Department released the April figures today, but not by as much as they did. Ray Brady provides the details.
With gasoline going up for the second straight month, the Consumer Price Index, the government's main tool for measuring inflation, rose last month by 0.5%. That's a jump from the rise of 0.2% recorded for the month earlier period. Along with gasoline, there was a big increase in the cost of operating or renting a home. On home ownership alone, there was a fairly good-sized increase in the cost of home heating oil, the cost of electricity soared, and telephone bills posted still another gain. They are now nearly 7% higher than they were before telephone deregulation just a few months ago. In food, though pork prices were up, vegetables took their steepest drop since 1974, down 11.9%. If last month's figure of a half of 1% were to hold for a full year, the annual inflation rate would come to 5.6%. Ray Brady, CBS News, New York.
Democrats in Idaho are balloting today in a non-binding beauty contest primary for their favorite to win the party's presidential nomination. Jesse Jackson has not mounted a campaign in the state. The real test is Thursday, when caucuses by party members will allocate 18 of the state's 22 convention delegates. The candidates, however, have been concentrating on New Jersey and California, where huge blocks of delegates will fall June 5th. Tentative agreement has been reached between striking workers and 11 hotels and casinos in Las Vegas. If ratified, it could break the back of the 51-day walkout, which has cost the gambling mecca millions of dollars. Governor Richard Bryan.
This is the major breakthrough that we've been looking for. The collective bargaining process, I think, has worked. And it represents, in my judgment, some responsible concessions made by both labor and management. And it's contingent, of course, upon getting an agreement with the musicians and the stagehands. But I'm hopeful that we can have everybody back to work by the Memorial Day weekend.
Traditionally, one of the bigger weekends of the year for the casinos. If ratified, the new agreement would bring about 9,000 of the strikers back to work, leaving fewer than 3,000 employees off the job at eight other hotels. Police and demonstrators clash in Toledo outside the huge AP Auto Parts Company plant. It's been struck since early this month after the company, claiming it had to cut salaries or go out of business, trimmed wages by 35%. At least 41 people were arrested. Several police officers suffered minor injury in the scuffling. 250 non-union workers spent the night inside the plant, fearing harm from the protesters should they venture out. Officials say, however, that the situation at the plant is now calm. It's nearly 10 minutes past the hour.
CBS News, I'm Richard C. Hottolett. A landmark sex bias ruling from the United States Supreme Court. The High Court ruled that law firms may be found guilty of sex discrimination if they refuse to make a woman a partner because of her sex. Women's groups believe the ruling is crucial and should apply to other professional partnerships as well.
If the progress women have made so far can be stopped at the partnership level, women will really be very stifled in the progress they can make.
Rita Bernstein of the Women's Law Project in Philadelphia. The case stems from the efforts of Elizabeth Hishon to become a partner in the Atlanta law firm of former Attorney General Griffin Bell. Ms. Hishon claims she was promised partnership if she performed as well as an associate. The court rejected the arguments of the firm of King and Spalding that federal laws on discrimination do not apply to partnership decisions. More after this.
Feeling good is important to me. I jog every day, watch my weight, and I use Murine.
Murine has nothing but relief.
Murine is the only leading eye drop that doesn't add vasoconstrictors that limit how often you can use them. Murine adds nothing but relief.
Without those added ingredients, I can feel good about soothing my eyes with Murine anytime.
Murine has nothing but relief.
Use as directed.
Oh, Mr. Pitney, yes, Mr. Bowles.
Oh, Mr. Pitney,
yes, Mr. Bowles.
Can you tell me how to give up licking stamps? Get our postage meter, then never lick a stamp again. Absolutely, Mr. Pitney. Positively, Mr. Bowles.
Even small companies can use a Pitney Bowes postage meter to seal and meter stamp all their mail. There are even Pitney Bowes postage meters you can fill up by phone in just 90 seconds. To find out more, just look us up on the white pages of your phone book.
Absolutely, Mr. Pitney. Positively, Mr. Bowles.
President-elect José Napoleón Duarte went up to Capitol Hill this morning to persuade key members of Congress to support the administration's request for economic and military aid to his country.
He gave information very candidly in response to questions about death squads, about bringing to justice the perpetrators of atrocities, about controlling the military by the civilian authority. He expressed his total determination as president to be president, to be the civilian commander of the armed services so that they would be subordinate to the civilian authority for once rather than the other way around.
House Majority Leader Jim Wright. Iran and Iraq threaten more attacks on shipping, and Vice President George Bush, just back from the Persian Gulf, has called for a cooling-off period in the region. While President Reagan has offered Saudi Arabia help in defending its ships, Bush denied that the United States is seeking bases there or in the Gulf area. Saudi Arabia's oil minister Sheikh Zaki Yamani suggested that his country is seeking another kind of help.
I think what we need from the United States is to stop its allies from supplying Iran with too much weapon in order to continue the war. We want to put an end to this war. Iraq is begging the Iranians to stop the war. It's a common knowledge. No one can argue against it.
Consumer prices were up 0.5% in April, more than double the inflation rate in March. The Labor Department says higher utility and heating bills were to blame, while food prices fell. At the same time, the Commerce Department announces that factory orders for what are called big-ticket durable goods, airplanes, machinery, and such, were down sharply, the first decline since last July, and the biggest drop in 4 years. Michael Evans of Evans Economics.
Many people have thought that defense orders would decline because they were so high in March, but there's a very sharp decline in capital goods orders and in other sectors as well. The very sharp decline in new orders probably suggests that the increase that we had in interest rates in April is going to result in a much slower economy in the second half of the year.
Stocks and other news after this.
Howard Johnson's invites anyone traveling on an expense account to enjoy a spacious room, a big comfortable bed, bedside color TV controls. And now at many of our nearly 500 locations, a special executive section with complimentary morning coffee and newspaper, toiletries or chocolates or splits of wine, and more. All for a Howard Johnson's rate even your friends in accounting will have to admit is a very good deal. Howard Johnson's Hotels and Lodges. They're a good deal and a good deal more.
Rich Little for the incredible edible egg. A large egg has only about 80 calories, but I think a nervous movie villain would put it this way.
Please believe me, it wasn't easy telling the fat man how to shape up. I didn't mean any harm. I just wanted him to understand that a large egg contains about 80 calories. Eggs gave the fat man a new career. Now he's the thin man. I implore you, break out the eggs.
Sponsored by the American Egg Board.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is down 9.31. Volume on the big board, nearly 36.5 million shares. The Dow Jones Industrials, 1116 at 0.00. Spy and counter-spy, a game of one-upmanship between Britain and the Soviet Union. Both countries have exchanged first secretaries at their respective embassies. Richard C. Hotellet, CBS News.